everybody. Time once again for another matinee on which we talk about new movies. Now, this one is one that just dropped on Shudder, came out in 2020. I don't know, like, a great deal about where it came from or where it premiered or anything like that. This one is called Confessional. Now, this, I'm going to say, like, right from the outset, this is going to be, like, a divisive movie because I don't know if I would call it a horror movie per se. I'm going to call it an experimental mystery type thing, and it's got like a very theatrical sort of vibe. It's almost kind of like a stage play in the way that it is.
I think that's where the script came from.
Maybe. Now the woman that wrote this is her first full length feature, Jennifer Wolfe. The guy that directed it, Brad Gottfried, was this is his third movie, I think. So I'm gonna say that if you're not into like experimental horror movies, or if you like more like traditional type of horror movies, then you will probably hate this. But I actually found myself, like, really engrossed in it. Like I said, it's kind of a mystery story. I've seen it compared to the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. I also got kind of, like, an Agatha Christie kind of vibe or, you know, something like that where it's very dialogue heavy. And it pretty much all takes place in one very small, like, location. In this case, like, a soundproof booth. You know, it cuts back and forth to, you know, a few other locations like in flashback and things like that, but not very often. So pretty much the whole movie is just like various characters talking to the camera in like a confessional booth, and like as their conversations go on, you learn more and more about the situation at hand. Because what the whole premise of the movie is that this is set at an unnamed college, I believe it's unnamed, and there have been two very high-profile deaths on campus. One of them is a girl named Amelia, who is a videographer, and she was working on a, you know, kind of a video project of doing, like, confessionals. So she has all these, she has all this dirt on people. Like, she has all these people talking about their deepest secrets and everything like that. She ended up dying from a drug overdose, even though she'd never done drugs or anything, and that was ruled a suicide. And then there was another student named Zach, who was like a, you know, like a champion swimmer, and he had died in a swimming pool. He had drowned in a swimming pool, and he also had drugs in his system, and that was ruled an accident. And then it seems like there were six people, I think it was six people, who were friends, you know, lovers, acquaintances, whatever, of these two people in varying capacities, and an unknown person has drawn them all to this confession booth, you know, threatening them with blackmail because of all of the stuff that Amelia, like all the dirt that Amelia had on them, and is like, you have to come here and confess what you know about these two people's deaths, or I will release all this information. And you don't find out who is behind all of this until the end. So this is almost kind of like a meta film within a film, because they kind of portray it as a film project, but then it's actually a movie as well. You know what I'm saying?
So far, Jenny's pretty much knocked it out of the park. This is a great description of the movie.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, just based on this description, if you're a regular listener, you guys would know that I couldn't stand this movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand. Very dialogue heavy.
Well, it's pretty much all dialogue. There are no, I mean, and I'm going to say right now, if that sounds like something you would hate, then don't watch it, because it's, you know, you're not going to like it.
Look, coming from the theater, you know what I mean? I have an upbringing early on in the theater. This screenplay was a play.
Yeah.
This is something that you did live. And live, I think this would have been really good.
Yeah.
What works live on a stage, man, is fucking, you know, very different from what works in film. In cinema, you want a bunch of different locations. You want action. You want, you know what I mean? You want to see stuff happen. And that doesn't really happen in this movie because of the constraints of the screenplay.
I mean, there can be great movies all set in one location and one thing. I mean, look at Alfred Hitchcock's Rope, for example.
But you also got to look at it. That was another era of cinema.
Yeah, true.
Those people came from a background of fucking vaudeville and live performance. So those audiences were a lot more tolerant to that kind of storytelling in film. Nowadays, this shit doesn't fly. You know what I mean? Unless it's a kind of a person that's into this.
Yeah.
There is a certain genre, you know, like this movie will make money. It'll probably make more than its budget back.
Yeah.
You know? And because it's, you know, it's a low budget movie.
I mean, it's nicely shot, though.
It's nicely shot.
Like, it really is. It doesn't look cheap in the slightest.
It's got good acting.
The acting in it, and, and really the acting in it, because a lot of the people have been in some big stuff. A couple of them have been in Dexter. One was on Criminal Minds, like all this stuff. So these aren't like nobodies.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the most part, like, this isn't really an actor's movie in the sense that pretty much the whole entire time, all they're doing is looking at the camera and talking and having to, like, emote and express emotions and things of that nature. So I think they all do a really, really good job at doing that.
If you're into this kind of stuff, then you might like it. If you're average Joe, a McDonald's style fucking film watcher, you know what I mean? You're not gonna like the movie, most likely.
Yeah, and I do want to say that if you're very into just a standard like horror movie or even a standard thriller or mystery type
tentpole
thing,
tentpole movies where that's what you want,
then you will not like this at all because this is basically like watching.
It's an artsy movie.
Yeah, it's basically like watching a theatrical performance because it's all pretty much all in this booth. And it cuts back and forth between these various people and like various revelations like come out slowly as each of them talks. Yeah. And you know what I mean? And then like later on, there's a mystery about who's like engineered all of this and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
if I were watching it, you know, live performance in a theater, you know what I mean? It would have had a totally different vibe.
It gave me that impression though. And I will say that, you know, as anybody that watches this regularly knows, I'm like a lot more tolerant of, you know, I don't like everything, but I'm a lot more tolerant of different types of film styles. So I'm just kind of like, I kind of really got into, because at first I was hesitant and I was just like, man, is the whole movie going to be like this? But then as everybody started talking and as more like details about the story and about the deaths and stuff started to come out and how like everybody related to each other and stuff, I kind of got more into it. So I got like really invested in what was going on in everyone's story. But this is something where you really have to listen to everybody's dialogue and the connections between everybody and stuff like that to really get the most out of it. So this is one that you really need to like give your full attention
to. Yeah, and I'm almost kind of the opposite. I think as I get older and as time goes on, I become less tolerant of movies. I actually personally believe it's a dying genre. A lot of genres of art have died. Like, you know, you don't hear people do epic poems anymore, you know? You know,
fucking, maybe somebody does.
Yeah,
but
you know, I mean, it's not real popular. You know, you don't.
I'm sure somebody still writes.
People aren't really paying to go and see people recite poetry anymore. You know, and eventually movies will go that way. I think really what's replaced them has been video games.
Well, yeah.
All right,
because it's an interactive.
It's interactive, and in the future, movies will be something damn that's kind of virtual reality. You'll feel like you're there. There is a story. And maybe you have some input in the story. Maybe there's a damn AI computer fucking, you know, taking readings off your brain and fucking computing what would be the most optimal story for this particular person. So everybody experiencing the movie has a slightly different story.
Well, you can see how they're really trying to do like really rudimentary stuff with that. Like Black Mirror tried to do with Bandersnatch, like where it was kind of like a choose your own adventure.
Right.
Like, you know, as you were watching it, you could make decisions for the characters and then the story would go a different way.
Yeah.
So I can see things going in that direction.
There's a whole generation of kids growing up on interactive video games. Why the fuck do they want to hear somebody else's story?
They
want to make their own story.
Which in a way is kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But there are classics, you know what I mean? Like, I'll go back to fucking Carpenter. You know, The Thing. You know, Carpenter's version of The Thing. That's something that everybody should see. You know, I believe. Same thing with, like, Escape from New York, the very first one. There's all kinds of classic movies. But every art form kind of has a fucking half-life, if you ask me. You know what I mean? And film is, I think its days are numbered. It'll eventually be, like, something you stream on demand. There'll be good ones. There'll be a lot of bad ones. You know, like Marvel, they made some good ones. They made a lot of money with that. Also, I've just, as I've gotten older, I've become less artistic, I think.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I look at movies as more like a vehicle to make money, even though I'm not involved in the money-making process. I'm watching it thinking, I wouldn't have invested in this movie. I'd be losing my ass right about now. That's what I was I think that way now, you know what I mean? Like, or I see a movie, I go, this movie kind of sucks, but they would buy that. They'll buy the hell out of this movie, you know? I can tell, you know?
I don't like, I guess because I'm an artist myself, so I don't like approach things that way necessarily. I can tell, like, if I see a movie and it's like really blatant kind of cash grab or something like that, then I'm probably not going to like it. Yeah. I mean, and I was talking to somebody a little bit about in the YouTube comments, because we were talking about Ouija Shark and how, you know, he was saying that he really liked like these kind of just low budget.
Yeah, I like them too.
Like crazy. And I was like, I like them too. And it's like, well, the thing about it is that if you can tell, they're not really trying to make money necessarily. It's just they want, I mean, maybe they are, but maybe that was like a secondary consideration. They just wanted to have a good time. They wanted to make a funny movie. They wanted people to see it, obviously. But, you know, I think that comes across when, even if you do want to make money on it, it comes across if like it's something that you really wanted to make, or you had a good time making, or you're enthusiastic about the subject matter.
I can differentiate. A tentpole movie has to fucking, it involves a lot of money. It has to sell to a wide range of people. That's got to be McDonald's.
Yeah, okay. That just has to please everybody.
Right. A fucking low budget movie, to make that good, it's got to be something gourmet. It's got to be targeted, you know,
to a particular audience.
And when in a situation like that, you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. You want the movie to be the vision of maybe one or two guys.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's kind of what I like.
And I like those. Yeah. I do like those. Like Ouija Shark, I was entertained.
Yeah.
Because I could tell that it was the vision of maybe one or two guys. They were fucking with me. You know what I mean? They're trolling me through the movie. I'm laughing and they're laughing.
Well, yeah, they just wanted to make a goofball.
They're not taking it seriously, and I'm not taking it seriously.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. Yeah, that's just totally fun. As long as we got like some entertainment value out of it, then it's all good.
I'm actually more apt to enjoy a dumbass movie like that than to watch something that's really like high-minded and artistic. You know what I mean? And this movie, I think, is very artistic. I don't think it makes very good cinema. I think it'd be a much better stage play.
I would actually be curious to see a live version of this.
Yeah.
Although, like I said, I think the more that I watched it, the more I kind of forgot that it was like a movie, if that makes any sense. Like, because it gave me like a very theatrical sort of vibe, like it, in the sense of live theater.
For me, movies about emotion and about fucking visuality and visual style, a good example would be like the John Wick movies. I fucking loved them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action, a lot of color. It is very artistic. There was very tasteful color palettes. Just the effects that they did, like somebody thinks something or says something and words would come up, or just shit like that. You know what I mean? I thought that's really how you do an action movie. To me, that's perfect cinema.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you're going on a ride and you're watching it and you're invested in the characters and you're going places with the characters. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And you don't have a sense of going anywhere with these people. You're in one place the whole time, which that works on stage.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You know what this reminded me a little bit of, and I think I don't know if we ever reviewed it formally, but I think I talked about it maybe on one of the sidetracks or like a long time ago on Halloween when I was recommending a bunch of movies. This reminded me a little bit of that movie Circle, where everybody was trapped in that one room and like they had to like vote on who was going to get electrocuted or killed or whatever. So it's very much, or it almost like The Platform or something like that that we reviewed a while back, where it's kind of like, you know, just a staged kind of like enclosed area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's almost kind of like a really, you know, I can't think of the word that I want to use, but it's just kind of like this really, you know, enclosed kind of thing where everything happens in this one place. You know what I mean? The contrived, that's the word that I was looking for. A very contrived like situation. So that's a little bit what this one was like, because it was almost kind of like meta in the sense that it was like an art installation, like inside a movie kind of thing. Mm. So like I said, if that sounds like something you would dig, I'm not going to recommend it to everybody, but you know, if you like that type of thing, if it sounds like something that would be cool, then you would probably like it, because the acting is really excellent. You know, like I said, it looks nice, even though it's all like just in one area.
Yeah, I do have to give it that. The acting was very good.
Yeah.
I really couldn't keep track of the story too much because I didn't really care.
Well, there was a lot of tendrils and stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. And it gets to the point where I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean? This is just going to be in this room. I don't care. You know what I mean? So I check out of shit like that pretty early.
Yeah.
But other people get drawn into it.
Yeah. And I definitely was, because I got like really interested in what was going on and like what this person was going on. Because everybody had like shit that was going on behind the scenes that kind of came out later on that was like related to these two people dying.
It was competently shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, sound was good. You know, production was good. Everybody looked great. You know, there was good acting in it. It's just the format of the movie just wasn't for me. That's
all. Yeah. And like I said, that's going to be completely up to the individual. Yeah. But if it sounds like something you would dig, like I said, it's on Shudder. They just put it up there like a week or two ago. So if you want to check it out, then go on Shudder and check it out.